And for those who go the Bodhisattva way, they know how to take the Bodhisattva vow. And when they come, they don't take rebirth through delusion, avijja paññā saṅkhārā. No. When they pass away or when they realize parinibbana, there is no more ignorance at the moment of death. There is no more ignorant to condition rebirth consciousness. Their rebirth consciousness is born of a pure mind out of love and compassion for the living being because of their bodhisattva vow, the first vow. They vow to take a cross and liberate all the limitless or countless living beings. And out of love and compassion, they make that vow. So that love and compassion is the pure mind. They don't need ignorance to condition rebirth consciousness. The normal karmic process need that one. Without ignorance, there is no rebirth consciousness to continue the karma. But when there is this understanding, it becomes different. Then through the vows, because you take this vow, you planted the seed of Bodhi, and you determine strongly to do this work. So the four great basic vows of a Bodhisattva are very important. When you take them, it actually paved the way for you to develop this cultivation. Your, all the four vows are very, very important, related to the perfections. The first one is for you to take rebirth without ignorance, without delusion. So what happened is the law of karma, for a form and mind to come, it needs a mind. So that mind for normal human being is the ignorant mind at the moment of death, avijja paññā saṅkhārā. So rebirth consciousness, rebirth is due to avijja, ignorant. But for enlightened beings like the Bodhisattva, they connect and they develop the understanding, even arahant, no more rebirth. Yeah. But because of that vow, the karmic nature is still there because they have perfected. They have very powerful, beautiful karmic nature. So this karmic nature need a pure mind to come. So because of the vow, it set the condition for causes and conditions to arise. That's how the Bodhisattva can come in the form of a pure mind. Then they will take normal birth. But for normal living being who didn't go through all this, they can never understand. Yeah, this process is very unique. Unique to all the great cultivator, the great beings, the Bodhisattva that has gone this way. Unless you have that understanding, you are not able to do that. So hopefully this part can help you all to understand the difference between the birth that the Bodhisattva take and the birth that normal Buddhajana, unenlightened being take. So this is the major difference.